So we didn't eat bad. We just stopped eating new. Mm-hmm. And we stopped cooking the variety we used to cook. We stopped buying, I think, the variety of foods we used to buy. Mm-hmm. We just kind of went with bare minimum. And then once she was born, it was like, geez, just, you know, throw some food in my mouth. Here, yeah. Just I'll hold my mouth open, and you can throw a tomato in there.
Yeah.
And that's literally how we ate for weeks.
Yeah.
And now I feel like we're just getting to that point where she can try new and adventurous food, so we'll try a
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Welcome back to those who are tuning in again. And for all of those who are new to the podcast, welcome.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys stumbled upon our brand spanking new website. Pretty brand spanking new.
Yeah.
You know, still content still going up on there at addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. And also, if you on that site, you might as well go to our Facebook page and give us some comments. That's the best way to kind of connect with us. You know, obviously you can reach us through email or any other type of social media.
Twitter.
But yes. But I think that the Facebook page seems to be kind of like the good place to direct people for our comments, because that's where we get our kind of our listeners when we talk to when we hear from our listeners.
Yeah, we also post exclusive content on there that you cannot find on our website.
Good
even
point.
So we have some videos of things that we posted, and we'll post photos behind the scenes, that sort of stuff. But hopefully also you have enjoyed the newest edition, which is a second weekly podcast, and that is the interview podcast, the expert interview podcast. So we've got those going up. What day do those go up? Just a reminder.
Thursday.
So you've got new podcasts from us on Mondays and Thursdays. That's like a wonderful kind of played out week, because by like Wednesday or Thursday, you're basically like, you're running out of stuff to listen to. If you're like me, I listen to a lot. I listen to a lot of things, but I listen to them all like right when they come out in the beginning of the week, and then I need fresh content by the end of the week.
Yeah, and we're getting quite the variety of interviews or professionals we get to interview on those Thursday episodes. So, and to give you almost like a little bit of a teaser, we're kind of doing a little combo of our listeners talk back and a little teaser for one of those Thursday episodes. We got a brand new rating and review on iTunes, which we encourage you guys to do, please.
Yes,
we actually got it from Lauren Schuster.
Okay.
Who is the creator of the Lo Elizabeth blog, who will be coming up in a future episode. I'm not going to tell you when, but she will be coming up, and she gave us a rating review on iTunes and said, "I love listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast. The topics are relevant, fresh, and ever-changing world surrounding living a healthy lifestyle. They also host great wellness influencers and guests." Damn right they do.
Hell yeah. And she's one of them.
Yes, exactly. Boom. That's kind of a little bit of foreshadowing. So
yeah.
I don't know if foreshadowing is the right word there, but
whatever. Who cares? We're not grammatical experts.
Yeah. I talk real good. And so, like I said, if you guys leave a comment on either
spit out my water.
On the ratings or in the iTunes reviews or on our Facebook page, we will listen to it. We will listen to it, then we will share it on the podcast. So, yeah, we do that each week for our listeners talk back section. So, thank you to Lauren, and you guys stay tuned for her episode. It's a good one. So, after that, we might as well jump into training recaps.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I officially led my first stick class. I know we teased it on last week's episode that I was preparing for it.
Yep.
So now the day has come, and I went ahead and led the first stick class. And you guys, what is stick class? It refers to stick mobility. So you guys have probably heard me. If you're regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about. But that is a kind of a a unique training modality that really kind of used these pliable sticks to help you get into very, I don't want to say interesting, but kind of enhances a lot of poses and movements that you might, I wouldn't say take for granted, but you think they're just, you know, body weight. It adds another level of intensity to a simple exercise, I say. Along with much, much more. I'm doing a bad way of describing it.
It helps you move better, but I will say that when you said I led my first stick class, I just picture someone with, like, sticks, like, walking around, like, those old, like, they did it in movies. But, you know, like, the old masters, they would just, like in Kill Bill, mm-hmm. like just whip their students.
It's like a walking stick.
Oh. That's what I think when I think of stick class. I'm like, that sounds horrible.
I don't hit anybody with the sticks in class. I promise.
It's only out of class.
Yes, only people who request it. So yeah, that was the stick class. It was kind of the highlight of my training of the week. What about you?
Well, I managed to get my butt up and do some spinning. And also, in addition to just kind of like my little bits of yoga here and there, I had a very active weekend. So what I've found is that I actually tend to like walk a lot more than I did, than I used to, because now I'm trying to get Ella out in the world. Mm-hmm. And the weather in Florida right now is, I don't mean to rub this into anybody that's not in a beautiful tropical climate, but it's freaking gorgeous. I mean, you're talking like 70 degree days, 50 degree nights. I mean, it's the perfect weather that all Floridians do get to. Unfortunately, you know, we do get to rub it in a little bit while there are like literally snowstorms burying our friends and family up north. So all of our friends and family, you know who you are, you're welcome to come down and visit us.
I know. I'm surprised not more people get down here, but.
I know, we've had a few more than normal, yeah. But I think mostly it's because of the baby.
Right.
But yeah, it's kind of shocking. More people haven't taken us up on the offer. But yeah, it's definitely been gorgeous, and that's been helping me get outside, and I'm a lot more active, and just walking with her, or I also feel like I need activity and movement, I think, especially on the weeks I haven't gotten as much during the week.
Right.
I just crave it on the weekend.
Yeah.
So I've apparently kicked butt and surpassed my movement goals according to my iWatch, my Apple Watch, mm-hmm. 2 days in a row this past weekend.
Nice. Yeah, so now that we were able to kind of, obviously we have the stroller, but then we also have the carrier, like the body.
Yes.
Body carrier.
It's an Ergo Baby. It's a 360 Ergo Baby. So like you can, it's those ones that you can strap them to your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not a baby who loved the chest to chest walking in that. I mean, I know you pulled it off a couple times, yeah. But she would not have it when right. I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's big enough, she can fit and face out.
Yeah.
And she can see the world, and it's all, like, I think it's just so much more up her alley.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know we're kind of getting into it. We might as well just kind of give people a little bit, we kind of are giving people updates on kind of where we're at now with having Ella yeah. in our life and how it's affecting our health and everything, because it's, you know, it is affecting our aspects of our every aspect of our life, including our health and nutrition.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we talked about, like, early days.
Yeah.
We talked about, you know, obviously we weren't getting a whole lot of sleep, and we were somewhat limited, and like there was the time I couldn't work out, and then I was finally able to work out, then I went back to work and I couldn't work out again. So yeah, it's been a hot minute, I think, since right. we've really told you guys where we stand. But she passed the 6 month milestone, mm-hmm. Which is huge. Half a year. Holy crap.
Yeah,
it's weird when you say it like that.
I know. I tell people she's going to be 6 months old. You know, this was past week I said that, and it's just like people are like, "Wow, it already happened that quick." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're telling me."
Yeah.
So, yep, she's obviously, I'm sure we all know about milestones, but you know, she's sitting up and things like that. So it's like she's progressing, I think, beautifully. You know?
Yeah. And she's a very determined little lady. I will say that. I think we've known that before she was actually born, that she has her own timetable, and you cannot change it.
Yeah.
Like, she's picky. Like, how she wants things is going to happen. If she doesn't, she will let you know.
Right.
But yeah, I think the kind of huge thing that I felt changed everything was when she started sitting up. And yeah. I feel like that changed my well-being as much as it did hers.
Yeah.
Because she was happier, and I've been able to do more, I feel like, with her, and then, like, watching her, I can, like, sit her on something.
Yeah.
We got, like, the little Bumbo seat after one of my friends, thank you, Heather, for recommending the Bumbo seat, and, I mean, yeah, just game changers.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
That was huge.
Yeah, and it's cool because, you know, she gets to absorb kind of what we're doing, if we're cooking in the kitchen or something. She gets to watch us and everything like that, and you get to talk to her, because, I mean, they always tell you about, you know, the way they learn speech, essentially, is, like, listening to you.
She gets lots of speech, because both Nick and I talk to ourselves.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, yeah, or we'll talk to her, you know, just...
We don't need her to respond.
Yeah, we don't need her to respond so much, but she does respond. She's got some weird cackles and everything like that,
yeah.
So... She's very vocal, and now we got an even kind of the next big thing is, you know, introducing solid foods.
Yes. And I mean, I think the coolest part about babies, and I wouldn't even say that she's an infant anymore. I would say she's a baby. She's left the teeny tiny little itty bitty infant stage, but the cool thing about babies is that they're really just down to explore the world. That's all they want to do. And she especially, I mean, she doesn't want to be locked in a house. She doesn't want to be sitting in one place. Like, she gets so upset when she's stuck like that. And I've got to admire her because she's gotten us to get out and explore more so that she can explore more.
Right.
And I think the same thing goes for the food. Because we, especially, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was not exactly, like, the best, most perfect eater when I was pregnant because I just didn't have an appetite for certain things, and then I didn't feel that great for the first part.
Right.
But I feel like we kind of fell into, like, very habitual kind of eating habits. So we didn't eat bad. We just stopped eating new.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped cooking the variety we used to cook. We stopped buying, I think, the variety of foods we used to buy.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of went with bare minimum. And then once she was born, it was like, geez, just, you know, throw some food in my mouth. Here, just I'll hold my mouth open. And you can throw a tomato in there.
Yeah.
And that's literally how we ate for weeks.
Yeah.
And now I feel like we're just getting to that point where she can try new and adventurous food. So we'll try, aka we bought squash this week. We haven't bought squash in, I don't know, a year.
Yeah. Butternut squash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, that's true.
We haven't bought squash. We haven't bought green beans. We haven't bought a number of, like, I mean, we buy fruit, but we didn't food prep it. And now we have to food prep everything so that it's her size.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, I definitely, like, I think that's my take on it.
No,
I don't know about yours.
I agree. I agree fully that we're paying a little bit more attention to, and I think we did pay attention, but, you know, we're even more conscious
we got, like, so stuck in a rut.
Yeah, exactly.
It became habitual.
We're making sure that we are adding variety back into our diet because, obviously, to introduce her to so many things, but also to, you know, because we know it's important. You know, I mean, there's so many different nutrients available to you in different types of produce and in even, you know, protein sources for that matter. So trying to have the variety, you know, is a huge part of proper nutrition. So, I mean, we've talked about on the podcast before, especially about healthy gut. You know, you need all the different type of I believe, is it prebiotic fiber? Or it's basically kind of the fiber that, you know, is trapped within, you know, proteins and, produce and even beans for essential.
Like create fermented goods?
Yeah, create the, you know, the healthy gut that you need. So that those things are super important, but not just eating the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get a variety of produce. And I know we've talked about it on the podcast before about seasonal produce, trying to buy seasonal. And now we've got, you know, strawberries are back in. Thank goodness.
Yep.
So we're trying to, you know, get onto the more of being paying closer attention to the variety that's in our diet.
Yeah. And I mean, we absolutely eat fruits and vegetables regularly, but we get the same ones every single week. And that's just what we've got. We get mushrooms, we get sweet peppers, we get tomatoes, we get spinach. And like every once in a while, we'll really get adventurous and we'll change it up and we'll get like kale or something. But that's it. That's like that's what we do. And we get the same, like, you know, granted they're good frozen vegetable foods and things like stir fries, and we use those as like our quick foods, but that, like, we do it every single week. We've gone on autopilot because we just haven't had a spare minute or like anything to really inspire us to change, but now we do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have a few different things. It was crazy awesome and weird to be food prepping again on the weekends.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's totally like flashback.
So if you had to pick one food that you're eager to introduce Ella to, what would it be?
Oh, geez.
Putting you on the spot.
Crap.
I'll go first.
All right.
Venison.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go. I'll go for what I thought you were going to go for then. Oh. Peanut butter.
Yeah.
I know we might get some people that just flip out because I just said that, but peanut butter. I'm just doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to happen earlier rather than later. We'll do it in a safe and controlled environment. We do not have a history of peanut allergies in our family.
Right.
So, and we will have her allergy tested beforehand so we can, we can find out whether she does have any sensitivities. So, we are doing it in a responsible way, but dear goodness, I hope she likes peanut butter as much as us because we love it.
I know. We talked about it before, about how I mandated you eat peanut butter every day while you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any science behind that it was going to transfer via genetics, but I was hoping that it would, or through the breast milk of somehow.
Yeah. I know. I need to have more peanut butter.
But I mean, even, and it's the recent, you know, studies are out that you need to expose them earlier to prevent a lot of the peanut allergies that, you know, have been seen in the recent decades. The increase in peanut allergies in kids, exposing them earlier, actually, you know, they're finding that can help prevent that. So that's what we're going to do. We were probably going to see the doctor or something like that. And then,
yeah, we're, if our doctor listens to this and realizes, oh, they didn't listen to me at all. They did not wait until the 6-month visit. Our doctor's appointment is actually a little later than her actual birthday was. So we actually have some weeks in between. And the doctor basically told us, like, 6 months, wait till 6 months. Don't do anything till 6 months. It was only a little bit before, but we did introduce solids a little bit early. But it was because she was showing all the signs like a month ago that she wanted and was ready for foods.
Right.
So we really did. We're letting her kind of dictate the timeline, as we mentioned earlier. She's got her own timeline, and that's kind of what we need to march to. So
a couple teeth to help her.
She's three teeth now. She's three freaking teeth. So, within a month, she got three teeth. And I'm like, poor girl is just exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a little bit update for you guys on Ella's status. I know it's been a little while since we talked about her. So I know there's people out there who are curious and also maybe have a little one at home. They can, you know, maybe, you know, comment, leave us a message on there on our Facebook page about how your little one's progressing, or if, you know, you have some similarities with our story.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely also let us know how you're handling kind of the health and wellness aspect of parenthood, because this is a whole other, like, world. I mean, it's one thing to talk about your health and wellness as an individual person separate from anything and anyone else, but it's a whole other ball game adding the responsibility of a little one on top of that, and especially during those super demanding young baby and infant and toddler years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm guessing it changes. Maybe it gets easier. Anybody want to comment and tell us? Otherwise, I don't know. But yeah, let us know how long it took you maybe to feel like you got a sense of your former fitness back and what you did to kind of get on track.
Right. Yeah. Look forward to hearing from those from our listeners. Also looking forward to hearing from them about the next thing we're about to do. We got another unboxing on the docket.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so I've been introduced to the idea of unboxing from Mrs. Shannon.
Mrs. Shannon.
But, I mean, obviously it makes complete sense, but apparently it's some sort of, I mean, it's, I don't know, is it social media trend, unboxing?
I think.
Or blogging trend, maybe?
I think it's like a, I don't know. It's probably, so I'd say it's a social media trend. And we will post some like photos and things like that, mm-hmm. of what we're unboxing. But last time we actually did like a little video snippet, yeah. on our Facebook page when we reviewed the Care of supplement package. So that was kind of something new, and like we didn't even know what to expect of that. We've never done anything like that. However, this product we're going to do today, it's not a standard. I don't know what's in it, but the concept is very familiar, mm-hmm. to me, and I feel like a lot of people. So we're just going to post some pictures. Check out the pictures so you can see exactly what's in this box. But I'm excited because, yeah, I think there's something satisfying about watching someone unpack or listening to someone see something for the first time.
Yes. All right. Grab the box. So this is, let me get this right. A FabFitFun box. And this is a monthly subscription or quarterly? No.
It's more seasonal.
Seasonal. Okay.
So I used to subscribe to a number of other subscription boxes that were more monthly. Mm-hmm. They were good. They had their time, and I have a bunch of stuff that I got from them. But the FabFitFun box is much more health and fitness centric, and you actually have an option. They actually have some like customization options. So they'll send you an email before they mail out your box for, mm-hmm. that season, and they'll give you an option. They'll say, here are some items that you can choose from. So maybe 1 month you want the like unique little beauty item. And you can choose that. Like last season, I chose like a coffee mug instead of something else. And it's like our favorite coffee mug. We kind of fight over it now.
The Love You Latte?
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Huge mug.
It's a big mug.
And it's just like, it's just awesome. Yeah. So that kind of made me go forward with this subscription and figured it would be good to introduce to you all. This is not sponsored, of course. We are going to be completely transparent. But FabFitFun, I will put the how much it costs on the website, on our show notes. And we'll include, I'll put a link on there so that you can go check it out. But it's not an unreasonable cost. Like, there are some subscription boxes that are seasonal. I think they cost over $100. This one I think costs around $40 or $50.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start my unboxing here.
Yeah, it's a very chic looking, about shoebox size box, but it's very, you know, eloquently designed with images.
It's got pictures all over it, and it says on the cover that it's in support of Girl Rising, and then it actually has a bunch of brands, probably the brands of products we'll see inside, listed on the box. So
now, is this directed, I mean, just looking at it, I don't know if maybe it's because it's you, it's, you know, geared towards yours, is it directed specifically to females?
I think yes. I think there are subscription boxes out there for guys, but I think that are more than just meat products.
I don't know what else we need, but
And I will check and see if they do have a men's one. Mm-hmm. A lot of subscription boxes have added men's specific boxes to their list. But I think this one, especially my version, is very much targeted at ladies.
There's
literally ladies all over the box.
You are a lady.
I'm a lady. So inside, they always include this oversized kind of, it's not a magazine, but it's like a, it's a periodical of sorts. Mm-hmm. And it basically tells you what's in the box. And it tells you the total value of all the items in your box. So for this particular one, now I told you, it costs, I think, between $40 and $50 a season. The total value in this box, and this is their, I think their spring, their spring edition, is between $347 to about $355. So in terms of value, and that's why I like these subscription boxes, you get a lot in here. So if you do like what they send you, it's worth it because they're introducing you to usually to some interesting new products. Maybe, possibly, hopefully, things you don't go out and buy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a value. And I mean, brands are just like probably begging to get in these things. But
yeah.
It also has a bunch of information about like how to use the products in here, which I really liked about this box. Instead of just including like a bunch of different note cards with information on different products, they like get into like editorial, like they do Q&As with some of the people, or they'll do, recipes, or they'll provide 8 hours, how to look like you got 8 hours of sleep. Apparently without having to get 8 hours of sleep.
8 hours of sleep.
And includes the products in their box.
Right.
So this is kind of a, it's a nice sort of like explains
tutorial,
what's in here and how to use it in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a, of course, a HelloFresh because there aren't enough meal subscriptions out there in the world apparently.
All right, now she's breaking into the main part of the box.
Yes. And real quick.
She's going to snap some pictures so you guys can check this out on the Addicted to Fitness podcast.com show notes. And, of course, I'm sure they'll make their way up to the Facebook page. Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page.
Yeah, we will be posting these. I need to have more fun with the Twitter account. There's tissue paper.
We're doing it.
There's
for
tissue
sure.
paper.
It's real. It's live, folks.
Ooh,
oh, goodness.
Something falling out.
All right.
So Maya Brenner. There is something in here from Maya Brenner. You're not delicate enough to hold this.
How dare you.
I'm afraid you're going to just like crush it. It's a little necklace. That's cute. Maybe not a necklace. That looks really small to be a necklace. Never mind. I think it's a bracelet.
It's a bracelet.
Just kidding. I will not try to put that on my neck.
Necklace for our cat, apparently.
That'd go over really well.
Yeah.
So Ish. I-S-S-H.
Ish.
Ish. I-S-H. It's a lip statement palette.
Ooh,
you want to open the lip statement palette?
Let me see what kind of lip statements I can make.
Thinking this is right up your alley.
Yeah.
I don't even think you can open that box.
I know. Keep going.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so Rachel Pally. It says it's coral and mint, which
pretty
is
sure that
beautiful.
I like the color, yeah.
I like the color, coral and mint. And it looks to be some kind of a fabric mesh bag. Oh, the fabric mesh was just the bag holding another bag.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And it looks like...
Is there another bag in the bag?
Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know what this is, but this is super cool. I love a good bag.
Would you like me to tell you what it is?
Yes, I would love for you to tell me.
I'm going to go into the tutorial or directory. What should I call this thing?
I don't know. I just call it the what's in the box.
What's in the box? Seven? No?
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about. What is it?
Reversible clutch.
That's fun. So it's basically like it's folded in half. It's got a zipper on the top, but you actually unfold it, and then it's like a long, basically magazine-sized clutch, but it's a vertical bag. So you open it up, and it's actually really, really deep, and it has a ton of storage. So that's kind of fun.
Cool.
It's just a nice little clutch, stylish, definitely not something I would buy for myself, but... At some point, I could see myself using that.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you. This is up your alley.
Probably will use that.
What do you think about the lip palette? I didn't even see it.
It was very colorful.
Very colorful. So, Free People, brand I love already. They included, it looks like an eye mask.
It definitely an eye mask. But it is it, with love from Texas, too.
But it's like, you know, like the sleeping eye masks?
Yeah. It's very, like, it's like leather
it's
on the side.
Legit.
On one side. Yeah. Keep on going. I'll give a little description.
I'm distracted.
I know.
So here I have from Anderson Lily is a, I think this is a candle. Oh, it is a candle. We have a candle. Ooh, it's in a beautiful copper... like cup, and it's fresh linen.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh.
So this eye mask?
Yeah.
Is vegan leather.
Oh, that's nice.
Which it sounds like an oxymoron.
It's leather. Vegan. We love a good mashup, if you didn't know that.
Ooh, non-toxic cooling insert to keep you feeling and looking refreshed.
Oh, now you're talking.
Nice.
Meanwhile, this candle, not only is it fresh linen, it's a combination of mandarin orange, kefir lime, clover, white tea, couple words I can't pronounce while on the podcast, lavender, sandalwood, patchouli, tonka bean, and another word that I can't pronounce.
Tonka bean.
So... It smells beautiful.
Nice. Love me a good candle.
Nice. And you are proud to say so.
Love me a good candle.
Oh, yeah.
Aromatherapy. It's real, people. It's why I'm a scent DJ.
You love the smells, yeah. I have to pull this out even though it's on the bottom because it's got two big pointy balls on it.
How dare you?
It does.
Oh.
It's a massage roller.
Yeah. Or some sort of torture device.
Yeah.
I don't know if they should go on your... Yeah, you can go there.
You can go there. You can do that. Oh, that's nice. I'm massaging my arm, if anybody's curious.
Apparently, they tell you to throw it in your carry-on bag to help relieve travel-related soreness. I think it's good to...
It does look like a weapon, though.
Yeah, I don't know if carry-on on the well that's on carry-on.
Go through all the crinkle paper in here.
Alright.
So it looks like Dove was some kind of a sponsor of this box. They donated a small little package of the exfoliating body polish.
Body polish.
Crushed macadamia and rice milk. So I also something I will note is that usually all of the things in these boxes are full size. So some subscription boxes you pay whatever you pay and then you get like a ton of sample sizes. And it's kind of annoying. Like I get why beauty boxes especially do that, but I ended up with so many samples. that I couldn't use. So this is a makeover concealing ridge filler. This is for your nails. It's a concealer and treatment. So it looks like something to put on my nails to help them look smoother. I'm starting to make a little pile here.
Yep.
So then Murad, which is a brand I have tried before and I do like, they have put in their skin perfecting lotion. And so it's a, looks like it's step three, hydrate in their however many step process. Lightweight oil-free moisturizer provides shine-free hydration for blemish-prone skin with honey extract, which is a natural humectant. Oh, and you have the eye mask on. How does it feel?
It's so soothing.
It's you're going to just fall asleep right here.
Yep, what?
He's gone. We've lost him, folks. So, yeah, moisturizer, which is a foreign word for you, but that's okay. I'll just throw that right there. And then I think I'm down to the last item on here, which is Korez. It's another brand I am familiar with and I do like. And they contributed a body butter.
Body butter.
Ooh, it's guava. Love guava.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I loved guava until I went to Hawaii for our honeymoon. I love guava. Guava
body butter.
So Korez is a nice brand. They work with a lot of...
Whoa.
Wow. That's a sound. I'm sure they
this
have a...
This is dangerous. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they have a thing on it. He's going to open it and it's going to go everywhere. Sniffing it. Lots of sniffing going on. It
smells delicious.
Does it smell like guava?
Mm-hmm.
Does it pass the sniff test?
Does.
That's it. That's everything that's in the box.
So you got, we're going to have to go and take some pictures of this so you can show all the goodies you guys got, that you got, I should say.
Yeah, and if anybody else got this box and got some different stuff, let us know. But, I mean, I think for the price, these are all things that I will use in some capacity or another, with the exception maybe of the lip statement palette, just because I very, very rarely wear lipstick. But who knows? Maybe Nick will do something with it.
Oh, dear.
He still has the eye mask on, by the way.
I'm not using that. that.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe this will be a gift, or maybe this will be in the trash.
You can't talk about re-gifting your box to people.
Why?
On the podcast.
Why?
What if you didn't?
It's not like I'm going to use it and then
give it to somebody. You'll do a giveaway on our Facebook page, and then they'll be like, "You anyways." Yeah.
I don't know this brand. That's why the only reason I'm like hesitate to be like, ooh.
Well, maybe
I'll play with it.
Yeah, you can investigate it.
I'll investigate it.
But all right, so yeah, we're going to take some pictures of this and share it with you guys. And these box subscriptions are pretty cool. I know there's different options out there, and you kind of looked like you picked more of a, I guess, beauty route this round.
No, that's the interesting part. Like, the reason I chose this brand was because it was supposed to be much more fitness. Related. However, I feel like this one was much more, well, fitness and like home decor.
Interesting.
But this one was, it felt like a lot more beauty stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got an eye mask.
We talked about self-care, how it's part of, health and wellness this year. So there might be
a big trend.
They're going with the trend too, maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, most of the stuff they have, I mean, with the exception of the lip statement palette.
Mm-hmm.
Truly is just things to take care of yourself.
Right.
So I guess they all do relate to health.
Mm-hmm.
Less with the one fitness, your ball massaging your neck right now.
Yeah.
I could see actually that looks really good, comfy.
It's
does
not
it
really
feel
good
like?
Against the skin. It's a little
harsh.
Bit, yeah, harsh. Good word for it. All right.
But yeah, I think that's it. So if anybody, like I've said, if you've tried this, you are a fan. If you hated it, let us know.
Yeah.
Will I continue with this? I will probably give it one more try.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably stop, to be honest, just because, I don't know, I usually get sick of them after a little while.
Yeah, so you can find these guys, FabFitFun. Why do I want to say the other way around? FabFitFun is pretty much the handle and the hashtags, and their website is FabFitFun.com.
And they're all over Pinterest. That's actually how I found them, and I got a special.
Oh, there we go. Got something. Message.
Sorry.
I think that's a signal for us to wrap it up.
But yeah, I found a discount code actually for them on Pinterest.
Right. So yeah, you guys can go to their website. Another website you should go to is hempcoffeeexchange.com. Our sponsors, use the promo code ATF to get 20% off your order of their sustainable super coffee.
Yes, it is a wonderful combination of roasted right here in Florida coffee with hemp, which is not the hemp you're thinking about, so stop the giggling.
Nutritional hemp.
This is nutritional hemp. Mm-hmm. It's got great health benefits that also just complement the coffee.
Yes.
Coffee and hemp are actually a pair, match made in heaven kind of thing.
Exactly. So we got that. We've got FabFitFun.com. We've got HempCoffeeExchange.com. And we've got AddictedToFitnessPodcast.com. Visit all those sites.
Guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know what you think about the podcast on the website and on the Facebook page. And I think that's all we have for them.
I can't take you seriously.
Why?
That's gone your head.
Well, I'm ready to go to bed, so I'm going to pull my mask down, all
right? Okay, it's done. We're over.
All right, this has been another edition of the Addict to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Good night.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
Snore.